I'm Kathy. Tonight's program is about prosperity, abundance, and money. Our host, Ron Ametron, will describe and offer the energetic aspect of prosperity, plus provide clearings for the blockages he sees are causing difficulties in this aspect of our life. In the chat room, the moderator will post the link to Ron's website, creationlighttip.com, and links to his host page on Contact Talk Radio, where he has videos from his live conferences, several new photos, and content relating to this topic. Ron will activate the light beam's picture found on his host page with peace energy so we can become more heart-centered while we listen to the program. Hello, Ron. Now over to you for the light beam activation.
Okay, everybody, bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. Here we go. And you need to get it up, though, so we can energize it. So just bring it up. Here we go. It'll bring peace energy into your room and into you. Of course, energy is peace. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. There we go, everybody. So, having a wonderful show, bringing in some different, maybe money codes, taking away maybe some spells on you that placed on you by other people, places, things, or aliens. And remember, we're in the new age now, which is the new reality of the golden age. And what's the new reality? Well, I don't know if it's changed much. They say we're in a new reality. Remember, we thought we had a new reality after World War II, that they would no longer have wars and have peace here. That's why they fought World War II, I thought. And, you know, people are doing affirmations daily. Life, and it's still the same old, same story, just different day. So we'll just turn it back over to you, Kathy. We'll just see how the show goes here. Or again, welcome on the fast chat that we have, and also tell us questions at Yahoo. So back to you, Kathy.
Well, first of all, we gratefully notice the feeling of peace right now as our spirit welcomes it. And we all want to be prosperous and have money, but if we weren't born into wealth, can you tell us and describe what's caused us to have so many difficulties in making and keeping money?
Well, very basically, just to kind of look at it, what we have is, we'll talk about now the law of attraction. So what are you attracting, okay? I don't like to get into the New Age stuff, but everything works with mind energy. But what is stored deeply inside of you, preventing you from having what you desire? There are people out there, even, a lot of people on the circuit talking about how you can have it all. And if you don't have it all, then you must have made a mistake somewhere, but they don't can't tell you what it is. They don't know what it is. But the main thing is you not have a code put into you or it was taken away to attract money. It's nothing outside of yourself, okay? Anything outside of yourself is darkness, and you should have it as your birthright to be able to bring forth what you would like to have. Up here in the land of darkness, remember we talked about the tree of knowledge, not to partake of the fruit of it. We did that, I think, on the last show or two here. So you need to realize that what did your ancestors have implanted into them from the aliens to prevent you from being in a caste system? So your caste system is what's bringing forth life right now, which is probably why you don't have anything. And so you need to look at that. You have money codes in you that have been turned off, very possibly. Maybe you don't even have any way to understand what they would be. So, law of attraction, seems to be a big secret, which it really isn't a secret. Law of attraction is what you use with mind energy to bring stuff to you. And naturally, use that system, then you're working with duality, and it can be taken away instantly. As the law of attraction and the way the universal laws are is to seek balance. This is all mind energy. This is not source energy. You have to look at how the darkness is trying to control you. What do they say? Most people who become millionaires lose their money in, you know, a few years. That's because they don't have the particular codes in them to hang on to that energy. And they may have got it so that they could have more trauma in their life, aliens to feed off of. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy. We could probably go on for a couple of hours on this topic.
Well, you mentioned the prayers not working and when the wars were going on. And I also remember that visualization was supposed to really help bring world peace. There were a lot of bumper stickers and billboards that said visualize world peace during the Vietnam War. A lot of songs about give peace a chance and a lot of talk about peace. And still, despite all those protests, pleas, and requests and visualizations, the wars continue. So it's like a good point that you make there, that there just seems to be an ongoing program in us to want to try to do something. But if we aren't working out in prayer and visualization or believing in the law of attraction, finding it working for us, what else is there to do that we could? You said something about finding our own inner peace. What else can we do besides pray and do visualizations?
Well, the main thing is to do the mind a heart drop to get into the moment, and then you're in source energy. You need to go within. So Jesus talked about the kingdom is within. How many of you listening out there are searching outside of yourself, looking outside of yourself instead of going within? You out there maybe are trying to figure out some kind of sacred site to go to, because the people that maybe lived in this area a couple thousand years ago or whatever, somehow they had a history of maybe bringing in more money or just being there, and people thought that, standpoint, looking back upon history, that these people had it going. If you think about most of the sacred sites, for myself, just looking at them, like in Egypt, they had all these slaves making the pyramids. That's what they say anyway. Maybe just been an alien thing that was dropped in here, and they just have to somehow, you know, use our technology to try to figure out how they did it. But, you know, what's actually going on? The whole thing is to go within to find your spirit. That's where your abundance is. Otherwise, it's going to be all external to you. Aliens love to put you through that grind of trying to figure things out on and everything else. And if you look at it, and all these people out there, all these practitioners are teaching something with the law of abundance, okay, or law of attraction or whatever they want to call it. Is it working? No? It's working for them because they're trying to give you something outside of yourself that you could probably never hang on to or get. Them is working fine. They found a great niche, you know, to bring this stuff forward. Another way, you know, because you're looking outside of yourself again. So you have codes inside of you that probably are turned off to prevent you from understanding the truth of really who you are, which is your spirit. Maybe these energetic codes are taking you away from true presence of who you are, energy that's inside of you. One of these, which you talk about a lot, or I do this at expos, which is quite interesting, is the Jewish money code. Oh, that may be, awaken some people here. So let's start the show with the Jewish money code here. What you have is, if you're Jewish, or you have that lineage in you, even though you may not have a Jewish name in this lifetime, but maybe you know that you have some energies from the Jewish people. Remember, this is a special race of people, special aliens. So let's get started on that. So let's just say that races here of people are connected to a certain alien race out there, and they're brought in here. That race controls them. Well, somehow the Jewish race has a way to tend to control things, okay? I was dealing with this, talking about it back in New York and on one of my workshops that I had, and a lot of Jewish people in the audience, and they really lit up when they heard this because they go, wow. Well, and one lady said in particular, man, I'm Jewish, and I don't have that code. As everybody in my family, it's very easy for them to make money. Things kind of like happen instantly. And for me, man, I'm like on the treadmill. So I did the clearing, brought that energy into her to activate that Jewish money code, which is what she was missing. But she just popped up and smiled, and her aura field became very big, and she got activated. And I don't know what happened after that, but she felt wonderful. Everybody else who wasn't Jewish, if you go back into history, we're probably all, you know, everything that's here on this planet. So you probably have it in you, even if you're not a Jewish, you know. You have to look at it how all everybody on here, which you could look at maybe calling us all different species, basically that's kind of what we are anyway, different races. So there's so much interbreeding and other areas of consciousness that gets mixed up. Just don't know who or what your roots came from, even though you may look a certain way right now. I'm going to activate that Jewish money code. What this does is we'll activate in you energy, which could very possibly allow you to have body bring in money to you. Remember, your body's what's doing it. Nothing to do with your thoughts, okay? So right away, the law of attraction, you can just take that and throw it out the window because your body has to resonate to it. Think all you want. In fact, I'll give an example. How many out there, male or female, you think of the opposite sex, and let's just say that you're male, and you go, boy, I love beautiful women, okay? Maybe if you're a woman, you might like beautiful women, but let's just say that we're going the opposite sex here. Now, if you're a woman, you're going to say, man, I like handsome men, muscular men, okay? Well, if you like that so much, then why can't, with the law of attraction, why can't you become that person? Oh, if you like women a lot, if you're a man, why can't you become a woman? Think about it and go, wow, law of attraction should have me do that. Well, you can't change it. You can't change who and what you are. And so, by the way, the law of attraction, as you can see, by doing affirmations, everything outside of yourself, is just going to bring you into a situation of probably more traumas and traumas on down the road as you feel like you have less of what you really want to have, and then you start beating yourself up because of it. So, let's switch over here and do the Jewish money code. Are you ready, Kathy? Do you want to say anything about it? Or?
No, go ahead. I'm ready.
Ready. Okay. Fasten your seatbelt, everybody. Very possibly you have some kind of heritage in you from the way back, from being an ancestor of alien Jewish people, okay? Aliens brought everybody here, and you could have got some of them back, you know, 50 generations ago. So here we go. We're going to activate that code on you to see how your body feels. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And wow, this is getting pretty good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Kathy, we'll see what the people are commenting on here. It takes 5 minutes to have this energy get integrated. But remember, your body has to bring you what you are mainly trying to get. Remember, your body resonates to situation, puts it out into the auric field around you, and that will draw things to you. So, just thinking about something, your body may not like it, okay? So your body's not going to want it. So you can think all you want. Like I said, you can think that you like beautiful women and you want to be a beautiful woman, but you're a man, so that couldn't happen at all. Or maybe you want to be more beautiful, so why not do an affirmation? You are a woman or a man, and you want to become better looking, we'll say. With the law of attraction, you should be able to do that. Well, that just shows you the garbage that's being taught today in New Age metaphysics, because it will never happen. You need to change your body's energy. You can't change it as far as in a different sex or anything, but you need to work with your body to bring things to you. That's the way it works. Not going to be in the mental plane. You could be a multi-billionaire on the mental plane with all your different affirmations that you've done throughout your life. And it could work that way there, but here, no way. You live in the physical. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, well, I'm going to watch how the Jewish monetary code you just gave us, see how that energy works in my life this week. And I read that it does allow for a leverage in making and keeping money. And so what does cause some of us to lose the money we have or lose the things we have, and then others to obtain great wealth? You mentioned curses before.
Yep, that could do that. You could have something power in you, in your spirit. Maybe your spirit could have a spell put on it, along with your body. Now, whatever you get, it goes away from you. Start losing things. And also, that could be also on timelines that you're living on. The aliens may not want you to have something. Look at your life and just see how things are working around you and for you. Maybe you are very good at losing things, which means that losing something, then that may go across the board into your monetary health situation. It may be obvious to you. Maybe you always lose your keys on a different timeline, okay, and brought back here. But taking away the energy, alien that is, taking away the energy of your abundance. Well, you need to look at that and just see where you are. Everything starts from within, and also with your DNA, that's within you also. So your spirit is what you want to clean out and get corrected, because your DNA is going to be contaminated, and that will contaminate your spirit. The whole process is kind of like a big circle here, not knowing what came first, the chicken or the egg. Realize what's going on in your life, how you can do that. Affirmations are not going to work for you, because you can't keep bringing anything in from the mental plane to get it from the body energy. Body energy will do that. Like I said, you can think all you want about a beautiful woman. Can you turn yourself into one, or a beautiful, handsome man? Will say, no, you can't. Well, it has to work across the board into all arenas for it to be a valid statement. Law of attraction is just a new age way of having the alien attached to you even stronger, and with much more negative impact on you, because it will not work for you. But it will work for the people making the books, as you're in such lack that you think you need to go out, buy that book of the law of attraction, whatever is or whatever the practitioner is talking to you about. And it works for them greatly, because all that you're suffering on your problems that you're dealing with in your life, that you want to have more, so you'll gladly go to somebody to try to help fix you. Won't work. So back to you, Kathy.
It's true. Some people are just on that timeline of losing things and losing money. I wonder if we could have some kind of a clearing for losing money, Ron.
Okay, here we go. So for losing money, you may have that energetic code in you to do that. So let's see if we can take that away here momentarily. We do have a prosperity, I think, jumpstart on the website, which can help you to get rid of some of these issues. But here we go. See how your body's feeling. One, releasing this from you. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Hey, Kathy, back to you.
Thanks so much. So you just did a timeline crash for losing money. So we're hopefully get off that timeline for a little while at least, and see if we can make some progress in our lives, because clearly some of the things we've tried and invested in and worked very hard towards improving our lives just simply haven't worked, and we really feel the setbacks very keenly when everything we've done was right, yet can't help but feel like somebody up there must hate us if nothing's working out or everything is so difficult. So thank you for that. Maybe some of that energy will be cleared away, and I'm sure the listeners will be looking forward to some more information about this and maybe some more clearing. There's another situation that a lot of us are facing right now, Ron, and that's financial lack. Because you could timeline crash that situation or that timeline?
Here we go. So timeline crash for lack. Back for anything. Here we go. One, to see how your body's responding to getting out of a timeline. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Let's do a timeline crash for feeling like a victim. So one. Remember, you're on victim timelines with everybody else as a victim. I'm saying misery loves company. So one, two, alien vocabulary there. One, I'd like you to relate to each other. One, you're back your situation. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Hey, back to you, Kathy.
Oh, that felt great, Ron. I think all of us have felt like a victim sometimes, maybe a lot of times lately especially. I know I've heard a lot of people say that they're in a job that they just can't get ahead, or they're doing the job of three people, or they don't have a job at all. And that's got to hurt. So we really appreciate that these clearings for will help situations like that. So you mentioned, too, the prosperity empowerment clearing that you have, and I've heard listeners from other radio programs that you have discuss it over the last couple of years, and they seem extremely grateful to have had that opportunity to use the online clearings on your website, creationlightship.com, so that they could go to the website and use the clearings to get that energy off of them. They described it as negative, corded, old energy that just prevented them from attracting and then keeping their prosperity. So it just seems like a fantastic clearing to have. I've never heard of it being offered anywhere else, especially the way you have it set up, Ron, where it's an online clearing you can use anytime. It's, you can use it ongoing all the time, every day, or in special situations. So that's called the Prosperity Empowerment Clearing, and it comes within a special package that you had put up a few months ago called the Prosperity Jumpstart Deluxe Special. And our moderator in the chat room is going to be posting the information about that deluxe special clearing that Ron and the Creation Lightship created for us to address all these particular situations and much more than we can even imagine, and just designed to release blocked energy so we can move forward, so we can use these clearing instead of mind energy. We work through the light. So some of the wonderful clearings are included in there are curses, hexes, and spells cleared off, psychic billboard projection, mind projection, that's cleared off, poverty, whole life clearing, and a whole life victim clearing, which Ron just gave us a sample of. And the seven-generation poverty clearing, which that's terrific, too, because as Ron just said, we take on other people's stuff and create our own. We have our own through the DNA we inherited from our ancestors. So the seven-generation poverty clearing goes back seven generations of our lineage. That's a lot of people on a lot of poverty cleared out of our DNA. So that is just fantastic. So there's seven clearings included in this Prosperity Jumpstart Deluxe Special, and it's valid for 3 months from the date of purchase, and Ron has an extremely discounted price on it, so it's really a bonus and easy on the budget besides. So we do appreciate that, Ron, and I've just heard a lot of great testimonies about it and how it's worked on people's lives to start over, have a better life, and just make such a big difference. So that's why we're mentioning it here, so we can get everybody to understand that these clearings do work. They're done through the light and that they are created with source energy. So Ron had asked us to see if we could feel the clearings he had done, but I do want to mention that even if we didn't feel it, our body would still accept it, because the clearings are designed to clear the cause and effect of lack and help us attract and keep our prosperity. They will provide enriching possibilities as we clear out the energetic body, which are full, and they're leaking as we take on so much stuff every day. And so many people have said that they felt they were cursed. They felt like they just can't get anywhere. And they also are afraid of certain unlucky numbers and symbols. So we've talked about that in past shows. But maybe, Ron, we could have your opinion about unlucky numbers and maybe get a clearing for those. Over to you.
I guess one of the numbers you'll talk about is 13. Why, I don't know, but...
Yes,
somebody 13. Wanted that unlucky 13 to show up, and maybe they put a lot of energy on that, and that becomes common knowledge through time, and let's just clear the 13. So here we go, everybody, just see if you have an effect on it, or your body's responding. Remember, if you look at it mentally, you may not feel anything. So your body will tell you what's going on. So here we go, and maybe you have some kind of energy attachment connected to you for number 13. As to your kidneys, you never know. Here we go. Oh, and there are places like maybe hotels, they just don't use the 13th floor for some reason. Oh. One, clearing this. Two, how your body responds. Three, four, five, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and remember, you could have something there with superstition of it, too. Let's clear that away. So, 13, being superstitious. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, see what that does for you. In fact, what else do we have for superstitions, Kathy? Anything you can think of that I might be able to clear from people?
Well, there's some superstition about going to certain places. Like, for example, if a tourist site was built on sacred burial grounds, if you trespassed.
Clear that. We could also maybe clear people don't like black cats for some reason. What happens here? So I need you all to think of what you want to have cleared. We can do the black cat thing. Maybe I don't even know about it, but it's still going to affect you because your ancestors are bringing it to you, and it's in your DNA. Here we go. And what's that thing about don't step on a crack that'll break your mother's back or something like
right,
that?
Right, that's too. That too.
That too. So here we go. Let's do that clearing for cats, black cats in particular. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh boy, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see if that helps you. And then we have things that people may think about, people who are rich, that maybe they're greedy, something like that. So if you have that belief system, and that could keep you away from having money because you don't want to become that. Let's clear that out of your system. And then we have, you know, that money's dirty. That's one of the old things, too. I don't know what's talked about in today's reality with the younger people, but we'll clear those from you. So here we go. Money's dirty, and you know, greedy people, you know, have the money, and you don't get any because they're greedy. So here we go. We'll do both of these here at one time. Just select which one you want, or just also see how your body feels. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Well, back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, I definitely know that about what you're talking about, that attitude about, you know, we can always have that thought that somebody who has money doesn't really seem like they should have it, and you kind of wonder how they got it. And I think that's a program in us that's really not fair to the person at all. We don't really know anything about it, so we just take on those ancestral attitudes. And it's good to be aware that we're doing that, because isn't it true, Ron, that if we're thinking certain things about somebody else because they're different, that we are actually projecting onto them dark-sided energy, a dark mind control?
Yeah.
So is that the same as giving like a hex or a curse?
Yeah, so let's do that. But maybe somebody gave you a cursed you and you can't get money after that. Maybe you can't get a job. Maybe you can't get the right job that you like to have. Makes lots of money, so now you're having to flip burgers at McDonald's or something, you know, because you can't get employed as your last job. They did something to you. So here we go. One, they flip burgers there. I don't know, just a phrase. Here we go. So one, two, three, four taken away this year. If you have any, say, spells, curses on you from somebody, can you stay in poverty? What it's about, but they can do that. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and okay. Wow. Pretty heavy. Let's do something for everybody along that same line. Maybe somebody did something to you when you're maybe in high school. They put a curse on you, which is still in effect. So let's just see. One, taking that away. Just see how your body's feeling. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Remember, words are very powerful. And don't know how bad things are. Especially, you know, if somebody does something to you without you knowing about it, then your life kind of falls apart for you because they put something on you. Driving your car, had them off on the freeway, they gave you the oneness sign. And now you wonder why you're having headaches, you know, why when you go by that place on the highway, you feel kind of off. You know, who do they tap into, or what do they tap into when they did this thing on you? So, I've also, you know, the dark side mind section clearing of who pray for you, who send you thoughts. And things like that, so it's a good clearing. People, you know, as growing up, we've probably heard the word being jinxed. Well, all these things are kind of under the same umbrella. Somebody putting their mental energy out on you, causing you problems. You have it for your whole life and not know what the heck's going on. So, I guess back to you, Kathy.
When we were kids, we used to jinx each other. We didn't even know what we were saying.
Yeah.
We just did it because we knew how, and it seemed hand like gesture. The right thing to do.
Somebody did do a special hand gesture, you know, besides the one, you know, sign, but.
As little kids, we just would say, like you said, the power of words. We would insult each other, accuse each other of things, call each other names. These are things, you know, kids do when they're upset with each other. And, of course, adults do it all the time, maybe not as overtly as children do or can do. But I wonder if right now we could think of something like that, that I know I've had a few instances where I was the giver and the receiver. It would be really great, Ron, if you could help us clear that energy of being insulted, accused of something, or put a jinx on somebody, or had a jinx put on us.
Okay, so here we go. This kind of comes to mind here. Some people, when they will think they can put up invisible mirrors around them so that comes to them, goes back to that person, of affirmation that they get 10 times, or comes to them. People talk about that, what aliens are working with them, but it could be true. But typically, mind energy, unless you get into a big pool of energy beyond what you're used to using, it's just kind of like the battle of the mind. The practitioners that know how to do this stuff normally tap into very negative active consciousness, which we call darkness, universal mind, thoughts control your reality. So you get into one of these energetic pools of darkness, and a lot of these things can be very large because people pray into them, bring energy into them. So you could take energy pool that people are thinking that it's designed to be for good, to tap into that, take that energy, because energy is energy, make it into a negative thing. Oh, hot thinkings here, but let's go on and do a clearing. So what should we clear, Kathy?
Let's clear a jinx.
Jinx, okay. So if you ever gave somebody and said you're going to jinx them or something, maybe you hurt somebody. Maybe you put this on as a young, you know, maybe you're 8 years old and you go, I'm going to jinx you, you know. Tapped into that energy cloud and the person tripped and maybe they knocked their front teeth out, okay? Wow, I didn't really mean to do that, but you did. Here we go. Taking away the energy that you gave to somebody else as a young child, probably. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you might feel the energy that you put on somebody as it's leaving you to them. I will do the other way around here. Somebody who's done something to you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy, it's pretty heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Hey, back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, that felt really good to have that cleared off. Thank you, Ron. And, of course, the clearings will do that, too, that the online clearings we discussed for curses, hexes, and spells, and several other clearings Ron has in that Prosperity Jumpstart Deluxe Special. So thank you for that, Ron. And I wondered if you could just tell us quickly if there's any difference, really, between a curse, hex, and a spell. And does that clearing just get rid of all of that sort of thing?
And when you do the clearing on the website, it takes care of all of them. So they're all slightly different. What I'm going to do is a clearing, going just slightly sideways here. But it's a clearing that everybody has probably had happen to them. And this could set you up for lack of money, okay? And it's very obvious, but it may not be obvious to you until you hear about it. And this is getting your feelings hurt. What happens if your feelings get hurt? All of a sudden, kind of withdraw your energy from everything, and still be dealing with hurt feelings, you know, from the age of 6. And that could be affecting or energetic system of your body from bringing in you abundance. So I'm bringing it up now because it is kind of different, and it's not necessarily a thing that you're all going to be thinking about, but it could actually open you up to even more. So here we go. It'll also be somebody you like insulting you or something, but, you know, getting your feelings hurt is what we'll do the main category on here. So here we go. He's seen some energies from you, maybe when you were, we'll just say at the age of 6, since I brought that up here, and see how your body's feeling. 1, he's seen this from you. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow. Pretty heavy.
Hmm.
Let's do one now at the age of 21. Late to that, probably. Here we go. Getting your feelings hurt at 21. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, back to you, Kathy.
Wow, when you did that clearing for when we were age of six and probably were called a name or something, I could really feel my head get very light. And so between that clearing and the one you did before for when we were jinxed as children, I can see how this sort of energy would really compound it on itself and cause us quite a lot of difficulties, problems, and blockages as we get older, especially since we inherit our ancestors' DNA and their judgments and curses, hexes, and spells and things like that. So we really appreciate that, Ron. And just want to mention to the listeners that the light chip clearings are to help those who currently have difficulty moving forward in their life regarding areas such as relationships, creating a new job, making money, expressing creativity, etc. These blockages could be self-imposed, as Ron said, but they're also produced by other people's thoughts and by those using dark side techniques. So it's a lot of interference, and Ron has given us samples of how to get them cleared out of our current life experience. So you might want to consider using some of the clearings and repeating them over and over again, because the dark side mind energy can be very tricky and it's very prevalent. And at this package and price, you can really take advantage of the clearings right now. So Ron, maybe we could end with some inner peace. Could you lead us in the mind to heart drop?
Hey, here we go, everybody. So this is the mind to heart drop. This is, you must command your spirit. Take your thoughts that typically would be inside of your head, that mind chatter, beating yourself up, etc., and drop them into your heart. Peaceful. The source energy is peace. The thing outside of yourself, not be peaceful, that's duality. So, 1, jumping down, so 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm doing it both ways here. It confused you, but it works both ways. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, and 1. Okay, we'll just see if you experience that, how you're feeling. And you should be able to have a little more energy now, and you want to do the mind to heart drop as many times as you can. I'm going to change the whole planet here. Help people to do this. What I'll do briefly here is bring in that Jewish money code again for everybody, and you can just see how your body is feeling. So here we go. Stronger. Activating your DNA to bring this out. Stronger. 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 Stronger, 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 and stronger. Hey, so we're here to help everybody with source energy. Well, what it's like to be in source energy versus the mind energy of duality. Bumps up and down, and then you're on the emotional roller coaster ride. that emotional roller coaster ride will eventually kill your body. So back to you, Kathy.
Thank you, Ron. We appreciate those clearings to help us for the ascension of true light, if we so choose. And we want to thank you very much for the prosperity and abundance clearings and the Jewish monetary code energy.
Okay, everybody. So we're going to teach you how to do the mind-to-heart drop. It's very, very simple. Only takes about 20 seconds to do. And this you can do anytime you wish, but you must say it out loud or whisper it. And this will put you into peace energy instantly. So here's what you say out loud. Very simple. I now command my spirit. And then after you say that, then you say to take the thoughts in my head. And the next process would be to drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this energy moving from your head, we'll say, to your heart. And you can actually feel the energy drop down. So here we go. We want to say that together. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody, now you're in peace energy. I'll just say blessings and see you later. Bye, everyone.